meeting for the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired to order. And boy, I'd just like to say, first of all, thank you to Outlook Nebraska for allowing us to meet here today. What a fabulous venue you have here, and you've done a great job welcoming us and taking care of all our needs. For those of you that maybe are new to the facility, to my right and your left, towards the back of the room, is an exit where you can find the restrooms. So if you need to find the restrooms, it's to your left. Is that right? Okay, so I want to make sure. I don't want to leave you out in the parking lot. So.
Well, that'd work.
I always think that's important. And just thanks again for everybody that comes. I know this is a Saturday, and there's lots of things that we can be doing. But it's exciting for me as a commissioner to see people that are consumers that care about the services for the blind to take time out of their day to come and participate. So thank you so much. And we encourage you to be involved in the process. If you don't have a schedule or an agenda, we have some available in large print. And do we have some brown ones,
yes,
too?
Uh-huh.
And Kathy here to my right or your left has agendas. And if you look at the agenda, we do have public comment opportunities. And when we have public comment, I'll just say, does anybody wish to be heard? And I'll make a list, and then we'll give you an opportunity to speak. This meeting is being recorded. So we do that for a record purpose. So, and eventually the recording within 10 days or so will be available on the MCBVI website for your pleasure if you would like to listen to it. And we have those archived from a number of years back. And also we have, there'll be minutes that will be published within usually 10 business days to have official record of our proceedings here. According to Nebraska open meeting law, we do have the Nebraska open meeting law, what do you call those?
Yeah.
Document, open meeting document.
Yep.
It's on hand. Basically what that is it's the public's opportunity to have a chance to be involved whenever the government's business is being done. So, and in that end, to invite the public to this meeting, we did make some announcements to let the public know. And Kathy, where did we announce the meeting that was going to be held today?
The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the Omaha World Herald, on the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, NFB Newsline, Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
All right, well, thank you, Kathy. And I guess I'm going to say this is my first time as being chair, so I appreciate everybody that's here, and I'll ask for your patience as I kind of muddle through this for the first time. And I've had some good examples prior to myself to kind of try to emulate, so... Mike had been chair. How many years were you chair, Mike?
Five
years.
Four, five.
So. And he'll be transitioning off the board. We have term limits, so I was pleased to be nominated to do this duty, and I promise I'll take it seriously. So I thought we'd start out with introductions, and to start with, if you could just say your name, where you're from, if you represent a consumer group or a business or whatever. I'll start by saying hi. I'm Mark Bulger. I am the American Council of the Blind designee on this commission board, and I am the board chair currently. Mike?
My name is Mike Hansen. I represent the interests of the National Federation of the Blind on the board, and I happen to be from Lincoln, Nebraska.
My name is Becky Richard. I'm the Executive Secretary, and I also am a teacher for the visually impaired, and my youngest daughter is blind and just
to the Nebraska Commission for the Blind, visually impaired from Lincoln.
So my name is Robert Newman. I'm a retired guy, which I really like a lot. I used to work for the commission for a long time. In fact, I was on the board of ONI here when it first started out. In fact, before it even had its name. It's really grown. It's really gotten to be quite a force and a good thing for blind folks here in this community. So anyway, I live here in Omaha. So Chad?
I'm Chad Bell. I represent Western Nebraska, I guess, the Mountain Time Zone. I'm from Alliance, and I'm a para for a blind student in the Hemingford Elementary Schools, and I guess I'm in fifth grade this year.
Are you smarter than
them? Nope, I'm learning though.
I'm Kathy Stevens. I'm administrative assistant for the Commission for the Blind.
I'm Crystal Platt. I'm here as a consumer this morning, and I work at Weston National Research Hospital.
Eric Stugrath, I'm the CEO of Outlook Nebraska, and thank you all for coming here today, and I live in Omaha.
I'm Donna Foss-Dahman with Outlook Nebraska, the Director of Communications and Development.
Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director of Commission for the Blind.
Nancy Orr, Omaha District Supervisor.
Ryan Ozatowski, I'm representing Radio Talking Book this morning.
Sandy Alvarado, I'm representing the NFB and Omaha chapter.
I'm Jennifer O'Kell, also representing NFB and the Omaha chapter.
Jenna Slavin, President of Omaha Council of the Blind.
You know,
I'm going to take a personal liberty here, but I happen to know this lovely young student from Clarkson College, did I say that?
Yes.
Can you just take a moment and just give us a little insight why you're here? We're glad you're here, but I just kind of would love to know just a little bit more about you. So, if someone run this microphone.
Sorry. You know, since you are new here, I'm just going to talk just real briefly about Nebraska. We're fortunate because throughout the United States, there are vocational rehabilitation agencies in all 50 states. Only about half of the states have separate vocational rehabilitation agencies for the blind. And we're fortunate here in Nebraska that we do have a separate agency for the blind. And as consumers here, we worked hard to make that happen because we believe that the needs of the blind are so unique and different that we can be best successful if we have a separate agency that's dedicated to helping the blind be prepared to live independently and, more importantly, be employed. So, we're proud of that in the state. So, and also, we're just real tickled to death that you're here today, because we do believe that with opportunity and training, blind people can live independent and successful lives, and we were glad that you're here to kind of hear that. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free at public comment time to chime in, because this is our opportunity to kind of help the public know what we can do. So thank you. On the agenda next, you'll find that we have we need to approve the minutes from our last meeting, and that was our last meeting was in
August 4th,
and for the record, the minutes were published, and the commission board had an opportunity to review those minutes. So I'm going to ask, without reading the minutes, ask that that the board consider approving the minutes. So I'm going to do a roll call. Becky, you approve the minutes?
I would make a motion.
Make a motion.
Oh, yeah, we need a motion.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as posted online.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, now I'll do a roll call. So Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
And then Chad?
Yes.
And I will abstain because I was not at the last meeting due to a family matter. So, and then before we proceed, I also need to thank Robert for helping put the agenda together. And we put this agenda together with the input of the commission. And for future reference, if you have items that you want to bring to the attention to the quarterly commission board meeting, the opportunities to do so, but we need to have it on the agenda so that those people that are interested in from the public, they look at the agenda and can decide whether they want to come or not. So, you know, if you have some items that you want brought to our attention, please bring those to our attention.
Then for the recording, it's being recorded, we need to read the agenda aloud so it becomes part of the auditory record.
Well, thank you. That's a good segue. Yeah. So, Robert, would you read the minutes?
All right.
I have the microphone.
Okay. Once I get this machine to fire up here. Okay, starting out here, we just did some of this here. All right. 9:00, call to order. Welcome and introductions. Announcement concerning public comment periods. Meeting agenda. Open Meeting Act and proof of publication. All right, very nice. Okay. Recordings and other logistics. Okay. 9:10, approval of the August 4th public meeting minutes. 9:15. Okay. Focus topic, Outlook Nebraska, presented by staff from ONI. All right. Old business. This is at 10:15. Report from the executive director, 11:00. Public comment, 11:15, break, 11:30, budget update, 11:45, newsline update, 11:50, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. Now, new business. 11:55, discuss and set dates and focus topics for next year. 12:05, public comment. 12:20, final Announcement of final.
Typical final.
Yes, like just typical final announcements. Okay. Then 12:25 adjournment. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Robert. We're almost on schedule. I really value your time, so we're going to try to stay as close to the schedule as we can so that we can get everybody out of here. But I also want to be respectful for, if there's a dialogue that's important that needs the time. So we'll try to balance that as we go. But that leads us to the focus topic. And we've been doing a focus topic at every quarterly meeting that I have been at for the last probably 10 years. And it's a way to kind of to look at sector or a portion of services or things that are important to line in greater detail, not just for the commissioners, but for the public. We've had this focus topic on the radar for some time, and the focus topic today is we're going to have a presentation from Outlook Nebraska staff. And from there, I guess I'll just turn it over to Outlook and let you guys kind of run it however you want. So